It is the Savage Nation with the last word in talk radio. Welcome to the program. We're playing a little Everly Brothers to celebrate American music in its pure form. Always love the Everly Brothers. You know, which reminds me of something. Here they were, Southern guys, loved all over America at the time. I was a New York kid. I loved the Everly Brothers. Their accent didn't strike me as odd. Now, here I am, an American broadcaster with a heavy New York accent, even though I haven't lived there since 68. And I'm loved all over America. The ratings just came in again. Another big win. I got to tell it to you because no one else will. As you well know, I'm the most banned man in the media. Just came in. Here I have a station. You heard in New York I was number one amongst men on WABC, the biggest market in the country. That's news. That's media news. But, okay, I have to give it to you. So you say, okay, it's an anomaly because he sounds like he's from New York. This just came in to me 10 minutes ago. Tennessee, Nashville, WTN, Supertalk 99.7, Savage's January ratings. Men, 25 to 54, I'm number one with a 14 share. Can you believe this? People, 25 to 54, I'm number two with a 9 share. People, 35 to 49, I'm number two with a 15 share. This is in Tennessee. How do you explain this? How is it that I, Michael Savage, have such astronomical following across America? Now, if I am having such rating success, and I'm a diehard, whatever I am, define me any way you want, how is it that the left-wing, Democrat, socialist establishment that hates everything American can pretend that they represent the American people? How is that possible? When a guy like me, who abhors everything this communist fraud stands for, and abhors everything these criminals are doing to the country, as often as I can, I'm trying to tell you what they're doing to this country. Today, for example, Chuck Hagel was appointed, approved for defense secretary. Big battle. Very big battle. Republicans lost again. The margin was historically close, but Hagel won. Republicans lost. Now, who do you think endorsed Chuck Hagel in addition to Obama? You're not going to believe it. You want to hear who believes it? I'll tell you who. Listen to clip 20. You'll hear who agrees with Obama that Hagel will make a good defense secretary. Play clip 20.
So let me tell you, Senator Hagel is in trouble. America needs a man in Congress like that, who's not a rubber stamp for others. You need a man like Senator Hagel as your Secretary of Defense, because a man with a mind like that will keep you out of fighting somebody else's wars.
Yes, and this distinguished gentleman, Mr. Farrakhan, then goes in clip 17 to tell you why he likes Hagel along with Obama. Listen to 17.
Senator Hagel is hated by the Jews because he wrote in his book that the United States Senate, quote, is an institution that does not inherently bring out a great deal of courage. Most of the time, members play it safe and adopt an I'll support Israel attitude. AIPAC comes knocking with a pro-Israel letter, and then you'll get 80 to 90 senators signing on it. I don't think I've ever signed one of the letters. Hagel said.
So Louis Farrakhan agrees with Iran, which wants to wipe Israel off the map, that Hagel will be a good defense secretary. And here's an example of why the Republican Party is useless. This speech that I just played for you was given by Farrakhan on Sunday. Now, you would think the Republican machine, which must be pretty big, would have got the same soundbite I, Michael Savage, found and would have played it Monday and said, wait a minute, Hagel is supported by the biggest Jew hater in America, the biggest supporter of Iran in America, and we think that Hagel's unqualified. They didn't play it, did they? They're a useless fake party. The Republicans are a fake party. It does not even exist. It doesn't exist at all. So now let's do this. I've given you my ratings. I've told you Hagel's been appointed. Now let's go to this. We read today that the Department of Homeland Security, run by the distinguished Janet Napolitano, 1 week before mandatory budget cuts go into effect across the government, the so-called Department of Homeland Security has started to release illegal aliens being held in immigration jails across the country. That's right. You heard me. An ICE spokesman said that they've released several hundred cases of immigrants being held in jails and released them in the last week. Now, why are they doing this? What you're about to hear, you've heard nowhere else. Because I, Michael Savage, am an American original. I don't listen to the golfer for my inspiration. I don't listen to the wall banger for my inspiration. I am telling you that this administration in releasing illegal aliens in order to pressure the average American into saying, yes, raise taxes. Yes, raise taxes and let us spend like drunken sailors. Obama has become like Fidel Castro during the Mariel boat invasion. If you remember, Obama, like Fidel Castro today, said he's releasing illegal aliens in order to pressure you, the American, who he knows both fears and abhors illegal aliens who are in jail. Did you hear what I just said to you? Obama knows that you abhor and fear the illegal aliens that are locked up in jail. Not the guy cooking the food, not the guy mowing the lawn, not the woman cleaning your house. We are talking about hardened criminals in America's jails, being released by Obama and Janet Napolitano, his hatchet woman, in order to scare you into saying, please, master, do whatever you have to do, but don't listen to those Republicans. So Obama has become like Fidel Castro. I'm gonna say it again. During the Mariel boat invasion, Fidel Castro dumped tens of thousands of Cuban prisoners onto America's shores. So Obama is now like Fidel Castro, dumping illegal alien criminals into our streets. And what did Napolitano, the hatchet woman, say? I don't think we can maintain the same level of security at all places around the country with sequester as without sequester. This is the biggest lie. This is an example of if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. This is the most dangerous, divisive administration in the history of the United States of America. Do you have any idea what the budget cuts are that are being proposed? It's less than 1% of the budget. Do you have any idea that this criminal administration is doing this just to frighten America? They don't have to cut back on DHS agents. They don't have to release illegal aliens in the street. They don't have to take away Border Patrol agents. They could cut back on all the fat in the government budget. In my day, it used to be called pork barrel spending. When I went to high school in New York City, I used to read history books. We were taught history. And it was well known that governments tended to have what was known as pork barrel spending. I learned that in the 10th grade. Obama lives on the pork. Obama feasts on the pork. Obama demands that the pork keep on rolling. Obama lives off the pork barrel. And yet the American media, which is no longer existent, doesn't even know what a high school junior knew in my day. They have become less educated than a 10th grade high school student in my time. Obama, like Fidel Castro, with the Mariel boat invasion, releases criminal illegal aliens into the street. And today Hagel becomes the defense secretary, despite the fact that Louis Farrakhan endorses him for the same reason that you should not have endorsed Hagel, but we're stuck with him. Now, remember, Hagel is just a factotum of Obama. Hagel will do nothing that his boss does not want him to do. That's the way it works in general. So what is it that Hagel's going to do to our national security? He will continue to do what Leon Panetta just did to the military. He will destroy it as fast as he possibly can. He will cut not where it should be cut, not with civilians who are living on the pork barrel spending of the Defense Department. No, that's what should be cut. We know that the military-industrial complex is engorged with pork barrel spending. We've known it forever. We know there's more corruption in military contracting than we can ever find. And we're all against pork barrel spending and corruption, aren't we? But that's not where Hagel's going to cut. Hagel's not going to cut the pork barrel spending in that area. He's going to cut the combat troops. He's going to cut the rifles and the bullets and the airplanes and the tanks. He's going to cut the creation of ships. That's what Hagel's going to do. And he will let those fat bureaucrats who do nothing for national security but feed off the pork of the Defense Department continue to suck the fat out of the animal called the budget. Well, that's my opening. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I've given you a lot to ponder. If you'd like to talk about these or any other topic, including, well, whatever. I don't want to summarize what you want to talk about. I hope you heard the whole opening because I thought it was very important that you do hear not only the ratings in Nashville, but also the Hagel story that Farrakhan endorsed Chuck Hagel. And the fact of the matter is the Republicans once again caved in. And you know and I know what's coming on Thursday. They're going to cave in. They're going to cave in all over again. Also, as a continuation of yesterday on Hollywood and Obama and the disgrace of Michelle Obama using not only the White House, not only the White House as a backdrop for the sewer pipe of Hollywood, but also the U.S. military using them as stooges so she can glow and present herself to the world in the way she did. It was the lowest point, in my opinion, the lowest point in my life that I've ever seen a White House has stooped to the lowest level in my life, in plain English. And I talked about it yesterday. And I talked about the fact that Harvey Weinstein now controls the United States government. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
KSFO traffic, earlier problem, the high rise of the San Mateo Bridge has been cleared, but eastbound 92 is going to be slow now from 280 to the high rise, southbound 101 slow from before Poplar to 92, and northbound 101 slow from Holly Street. Southbound 101 also slow in the San Jose from about Fair Oaks Avenue down to Oakland Road, slow through San Francisco, northbound 101, Cesar Chavez to the lower deck, upper deck slow from the island to 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Business bad, capitalism evil. Can't get a job, they become a barrister. I'm not laughing at barristers. I go to coffee shops. It's a sad thing. You got people with degrees in musicology, barrister. Degrees in poli-sci from Harvard, barrister. A master's yet in poli-sci, barrister. And it's not a product of the society. It's a product of the fact that there's nothing you can do with degrees like that. They're useless. Useless.
Michael Savage.
It's not that the children are not that smart. They've been misled by people who run the colleges.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's all.
We've been driving cars for 100 years. Now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the Private Sector Destruction Agency.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation celebrating America's music in its purest form. Welcome back to the program. I guess it's because I got the ratings out of Nashville and I have such monster audience there. I don't know why they haven't called tonight. I'll tell you what, if anyone calls me right now from Super Talk 99.7 WTN out of Nashville, I'll give you a free copy of my just published novel, A Time for War. How's that? Nashville only, nobody else, because I'm not giving books away really anymore. I've done it for 2-3 weeks, and I don't want to be seen as just a hack who sells books. It is a big message in it. If you want it, read the novel. Is China Already at War with Us, A Time for War? You'll read it. If not, I'm not going to beat myself up or beat you up with it. That's all. But this is pretty amazing. Men, 25-54, I'm number one with a 14 share. Do you have any idea what that means in radio? Do you have any idea what it's like for a man like me to overcome all of the forces of the media and to rise to these numbers across America? Do you have any idea what that indicates to you about the actual nature of the politics and the sentiments of the American people? Do you have any idea what it means? Do you have any idea that the lying slime in Hollywood and the lying filth in the major media, the sewer pipe that is owned by the same people, remember, just remember what I'm saying to you, the sewer pipe of Hollywood is also the news pipe owned by the same individuals. The same slime that comes out of the newsrooms comes out of Hollywood. They've tried to tell you that you're not conservative. They've tried to tell you that you hate America. They've tried to tell you that everything perverted and indecent is the right way to go in this country. They've tried to tell you that the enemy is the friend and the friend is the enemy. They're liars. They're twisted, and most of them are drug addicts. What you don't know is that most of these people who oppose the American way are deeply enmeshed in taking drugs. And when I say drugs, I don't mean crack, although I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a little of that being used in some of the highest offices of this country. No, I'm talking about medicines. I'm talking about powerful, mind-altering medications. Do you know how many of these Democrat socialists and possibly how many of the Republicans are doped out of their mind on Prozac and Prozac-like compounds, which have absolutely numbed out their minds? They're walking around like somnambulists. They are narcotized. They are just the prisoners. They are living in a chemical straitjacket. They don't even know what country they live in. They're going along to get along while our enemies are definitely not drugged. And while the enemies of our freedoms are definitely not drugged, I will tell you that I've never seen anything like this. When I see what is going on in this country, that the First Lady would have the audacity to be used as a prop for Harvey Weinstein and to use the White House as a prop for Harvey Weinstein and to use the military as a prop for Harvey Weinstein, I will tell you that anything can happen to us in this country at any time. Because it's one thing for Michelle Obama to have stooped to this low level, to have appeared like this at the Oscars. It's another thing that it was not seen by almost anybody in the media. It was a ho-hum moment. But strangely enough, a Hollywood reporter named Nikki Fink saw this and was shocked by it. She's obviously a Hollywood liberal, Nikki Fink. She reports on Hollywood. And even she said, this is outrageous. She said, isn't the country divided enough? People tune in to the Oscars for entertainment. Why did the people who run the Oscars have to politicize it with a woman as divisive and as polarizing as Michelle Obama? This is a liberal writing this. I was the only one in the American media that I know of who made such an issue of it. I am telling you right now. Oh, in the morning, I think Clarabelle copied what I said. He gets the transcript every morning. The next day, he gets the transcript and he makes it sound like he invented it. Nashville, Tennessee, we have a winner. Gary, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike Savage. You're the greatest. I've listened to you for about 7 or 8 years. I quit listening to Fox News when the port deal was stopped by you. You're the only person in the media I even trust.
Oh, so you remember the old port deal that I single-handedly stopped that's not even mentioned by anybody. I love that. The Dubai ports deal stopped single-handedly by Michael Savage. That's right. No credit is given to Michael for that. But I forgot it myself, to be frank, Gary. There were so many campaigns. That's amazing that you remember that one. That was a big deal. Do you realize that they almost took over the security of our ports in 10 cities? I had to fight Republicans and Democrats alike to stop that.
I know.
Gary, you're getting a copy of A Time for War because it's no longer the Islamists. It is now also the Red Chinese. Yep. Is this Sinophobia or a sign of the times? Sinophobia? What does that word mean?
Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. Sad news in Santa Cruz tonight, where the Santa Cruz sheriffs are saying that the two officers shot this afternoon have died. The suspect has also been shot and passed away. There is an ongoing investigation in the neighborhood of Water and Branson 40 streets. Plans for a Contra Costa call center for the state's new health insurance plan have collapsed. County officials say they couldn't reach an agreement with labor unions and make the call center work financially. Taking a look at the roadways, biggest delays right now trying to get to the San Mateo Bridge. Eastbound on the high rise, earlier stall is clear, but traffic backed up to 280. Northbound 101 backed up to Woodside Road. Southbound 101 backed up from Broadway in Burlingame. Northbound 101 slows into San Francisco from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. And we've got an accident eastbound 80 Travis Boulevard in Fairfield. Should be off to the right side. I'm Dave Fouch, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Melanie Morgan here with a shout out to you homeowners with a loan greater than $625,000. That's right, I'm talking to you jumbo loan owners. You've heard interest rates are low. Yeah, yeah, but that means for everybody but us, right? Wrong. My good friend Greg O'Donnell says that's just not fair, and he's here to take care of your jumbo loan financing needs. Is your loan amount more than $625,000? Greg's got jumbo money at less than 3.75%. No cost and no fees. Can't believe your ears? You heard it right. Repeating, Greg O'Donnell has jumbo mortgage loans at 3.75% at no cost and no fees. Finally, somebody's looking out for the big guy. Hey, jumbo loan owners, take it from me, Mel Morgan. Call Greg O'Donnell and his team right now at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or visit him online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426. NMLS number 298004. APR 3.75%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
When we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future and get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're always the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Maria, but my real name is
I don't know who could play a horn like that this day. I'm sorry, I still love that. Still moves me. 300 years later. Whoever's playing that horn was alive when Attila was pillaging Europe. That's what I wanted to hear when I was in New Orleans. I didn't get around to that. Instead, I saw people, whatever. All right, whatever. Knock it off. It's enough with the music. They don't want to hear it. They want to hear me railing against the administration. You know, when I hear Janet Napolitano saying she can't control the borders after release illegal aliens, unless you give me the money, do you realize that that's an impeachable offense, that she's expressing incompetence? Do you realize that she's saying she has no control over her department? She can't control it. She can't manage a budget. She could be kicked out of her job if we had a Republican Party. They could hold hearings tomorrow and say, you know, lady, you said that you can't control your department. You said you can't manage your budget. You're showing incompetence and stupidity by saying that you're going to release illegal aliens. You're going to take away border guards. Nonsense. You're not competent. You're not fit to run the Department of Homeland Security. You're fired. They could do that tomorrow. But where are the drunks? Where is Clink tonight? Has anyone heard from Clink? Where is he? You know who Clink is, don't you? You know why I use that sound effect? Why, that's John Boehner. That's John Boehner. He's in the cloakroom right now filling a big one. And here she is, Big Sis, giving a speech saying I'm incompetent unless you give me more money. Listen to Big Sis now.
Look, I don't think we can maintain the same level of security at all places around the country.
Hey, look, the girls and I were coming back from the bowling lanes about 3 a.m., you know, and
everything we can.
We did as much as we could under the difficult conditions. But
as I was mentioning earlier,
I'm trying to tell you what we can handle here.
That has a real impact. Yeah, I'm not here to scare people.
No, look, I'm not saying the girls and I can't handle a job. I mean, we can. Well, you know, let me tell you right now, we can handle it up to a point, but unless you pony up the money there, well, we can't guarantee your safety. You know what I'm saying? That's called extortion. That's called gangsterism. That's called blackmail in any language and in any country. She's just blackmailed America. But where's Clink? He's in the cloakroom. Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Detroit WJR. Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, thanks for taking my call. I have a statement and a question. Here's the statement. The reason you're poised to be number one altogether is because, A, you are the master of the Aristotelian method better than the others, and even more importantly, just like Aristotle's words can enlighten us, it is Cicero's words that hit us in the plexus. And when you keep talking about the cultural debasement, some of us are just watching and we just can't believe what we're seeing from the Republican Party and how worthless they are. Keep up the great news. You're ruling here on WJR. And now I'd like to ask you a question.
Go ahead. Now, wait a minute. The cultural debasement is an interesting one. You'll notice the Republicans have abandoned the culture wars. Have you noticed that one, Dan?
Oh, I gave up on the golfer and all that bunch about 3 years ago. I saw them even doing more than that. Some of them were using these subliminal so-called change agent tactics to try and prime us to kind of give up on that, too. And I spotted it right off, if you know anything.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're very heavily into propaganda and the use of it. I mean, more so than we may imagine. You must be in the business of mind manipulation.
Well, the last time we talked, I had told you that your trickle-up poverty was at least as important as the great anti-communism works of the great of the middle of the last century. And so, yes, I've been studying brainwashing, mind control, and things like that just because I want to see how it is that they're doing this to people and how they're taking over the young, because I want my thoughts to be my own. And so, yes.
Well, it's very simple how they're doing it. They control the media, and whoever controls the avenues of propaganda can control the popular mind. Every dictator has known that, but it's never been this powerful, especially now with the computer technology, meaning the Twitter universe. The illiteracy of the Twitter universe is astonishing, by the way. They can't even compose an entire sentence anymore. It's sort of gibberish. Just smoke signals would be, probably smoke signals would probably be more literate than Twittering.
Yes, and people are walking around like in a fixation trance all day long. And they're just so susceptible.
Yes, and you see these fools walking around looking down at their palm as though they're holding an oracle from God himself, that if they continue to stare into this electronic oracle, all will be known, all will be revealed, and all will be well. This is the massive hypnopodia that Huxley warned us about. That's how I see it. The iPhone is the hypnopodia of the day.
Well, I'm still a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal with a flip cell phone and always will, Michael.
Well, you know, I have a flip cell phone, which I hide when I use. I don't want anyone snickering at me. But I was forced finally by family members to try the iPhone. And it is astonishing that I can get emails. But now what has it done to me? I don't have a minute's rest. If I'm on a bicycle now, I can take it out and see if someone emailed me. If I'm on a boat now, I can be bothered by emails. So what's the good of it? Does it free me or does it further imprison me?
If you ask me, if there's a risk that it could further imprison you, and with all of this email and stuff, it's like where I work, I see it too. There's less and less face-to-face interaction, and that's a part of the dehumanization, which is all part of the...
Yeah, but we can't complain about it in the sense that's what it is. That's why the children are not getting married. That's why they're not able to bear children. That's why the immigrants come here and have 5 and 6 children, because they're not living in this... In this age of overload of technology, they're still living in the real world in that regard. And that is why, my friends, this country is doomed. You know, if you study Roman history, the barbarians broke the empire into East and West, and I've studied it over and over again. The 3rd century of the Roman Empire, decaying socially and disintegrating morally, facing the barbarians, it's astonishing with regard to what we are. I mean, if I read that line to you, listen. Throughout the 3rd century, the Roman Empire, decaying socially and disintegrating morally, faced the barbarians. I could take that sentence and I could apply it to America today. And would it not apply?
It would. Was that Edward Gibbon that wrote that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who, but it was taken from Gibbons. It's not Gibbons himself. It was a popular historian who used Gibbons to write a popular history of the world.
Yes, and that's why I say that you are both the Aristotle and the Cicero, because I mean, if the people 2 + 2 = 4, yes, but if the people that are teaching that are trying to corrupt and pervert your kids, then what's it all worth?
Yeah, well, it's worth to tell them that 2 + 2 = 3. Thank you very much, my friend from Detroit, WJR. Let's go to New York City, WABC. Alan, thanks for calling. You're up on the air. Go ahead, please.
Baby, you're back. The angry's back. I love it, brother. And I want to tell you something, doctor.
I'm not angry. Where'd you get the idea I'm angry? I'm not angry. Did you hear anger tonight? I'm sorry if you did. I'm not angry.
No, I love the passion is what I mean. And you're like my uncle. I've been listening to you for 20 years. And I got to tell you, you said the most profound thing I've heard in the last 20 years. You said last week, is an economy infinite? And then you went on to compare it to the stresses in physics. Do you remember that, Doctor?
Yes, I do. It was one of the best insights I've had all year, if not all decade. It was incredible. I did say something that's worthy of discussion and expanding upon, which is that the economies are finite. They're not infinite. You cannot keep expanding an economy infinitely. In other words, there's a certain maximum amount of production, a maximum number of jobs, and a maximum amount of income. The government doesn't seem to understand that, and the people are living in the delusion that you can ever expand an economy. It's impossible. It's against the laws of nature. It's against the laws of physics.
But beyond that, you stressed it to say that it also cradles over into society, and you're absolutely right. If you look at the planes, they're too big. Everything today, we're trying to get more real.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what did it when I said the Dreamliner was too big. And then I said it was the cruise ship with 5,000 passengers with human waste pouring in the hallways was simply manufactured on too grand a scale. In other words, there's a limit to how big a ship can be. But the greed of the companies in this case knows no limits. They assume they could put 10,000 individuals and 20,000 staff on a floating hotel with propellers. I call it a Greyhound bus with propellers, as all of the ships have become today. Completely stripped of anything to do with the nautical or the sea. 24/7 music, gambling, noise, music, climbing walls, chocolate, vanilla, ice cream, pizza, garbage pouring down people's guts, polluting their arteries and minds. It's unbelievable to me. What in the heck does it have to do with the ocean?
Without a doubt. And you know what? Your philosophy and your observation, I want to also equate to the worthless shell company called the Republican Party.
Oh, it's awful. You know, it's interesting, a shell company. That's a good one. Is that your original, Alan? Alan, did you invent the phrase shell company for the Republican Party?
I absolutely did, and I also invented the phrase default candidate to describe Romney, that putz. And you know what? He was the raider that took over the shell company in the last election, and they're already locking out all the conservatives from CPAC so that they could lose another election. Your insights are incredible, and I want you to continue with this passion, brother. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's time
to... Alan, listen, it's 9:45 at night in New York, and you're full of anger. Well, you're full of vinegar tonight. Where are you right now? Like, what are you doing?
I just got off of work. I work, and I tried to expand on this last time in the connection.
No, but can you tell us what you do for a living? I'm extremely curious.
Yeah, I actually retain people for the biggest cable company in the world where, as you can imagine, I can't say the name, but basically to equate it to the best illusion possible, I am like a publicist for Darth Vader. I have to, like, make him look good, and that's what I do for a living. So for the last 8 hours...
You retain people? You retain customers. You're a PR agent for a company that doesn't provide good service, in other words.
Well, I work...
No, I don't... I get it. In other words, if you call Comcast to come to your house, they show up 3 days later.
Basically, you know what? You're brilliant, but I'm the guy that you...
Hey, Alan, what would happen? I just got it. I figured out how Janet Napolitano and Obama can get the sequester that they want or whatever they don't want. I don't know whether they want it or they don't want it, meaning how they can get to steal more money from the taxpayers. I got it. Forget about Homeland Security. Forget about releasing illegal aliens. That didn't even matter to the average American. They know they're here anyway. If they ever said that unless you give us all the money we need, we're cutting off basic cable to your house, I think the American taxpayers might revolt.
Let me tell you something, Dr. Savage. If today you cut everybody on welfare, everybody on the public dole, down to basic services on their phone, internet, and basic cable, you'd find nearly a half a trillion dollars pop out of the sky.
Are you telling me welfare recipients get premium cable service on the government's dime?
Listen, Dr. Savage, the bottom line is we are being worked over. You say it time and time again. And yes, absolutely. And you know what? They have the highest level of service. They all have multiple DVRs in their house. And at the end of the day, we're all suckers. The working man's a sucker. That's the bottom line.
That's right. And I don't know of another animal species that lets the a half of its population sit at home in the nest while the other half goes out and gets the worms. And they say, give me the worm when you come back to the nest. Alan, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know they got premium cable along with the food stamps. That's very interesting. I remember when I was a welfare worker way back in the 60s. You don't know that part of me. I began as a social worker. That's what they called it in New York. Before I was a teacher, I was a social worker. I was a good liberal kid out of one of the brainwashed city colleges in New York. I didn't know any better. You know, most of the teachers were communists from Europe who had fled Hitler and came here and then tried to pollute the country the minute they got here. And they brainwashed me into being a good social welfare worker. So I took a job to help the poor. And I'll never forget the experiences that I had. As it was, you know, people say to me, how did you become what you are politically? It started when I was a welfare worker in New York. They were living better than I was. Here I was, a college graduate. I was making $5,750 a year, $5,750 a year, if I recall correctly. And I could not afford furniture for my apartment. I had a mattress on the floor. I had coffee tables. I had orange crates. And so it didn't matter to me. We had cinder blocks and a board for a coffee table. It was, you know, post-college. It didn't matter to me. But here I was sent around to the Upper West Side of Manhattan, which was a dump at that time. It was Needle Park. It was Panic and Needle Park up there. It had become, it had fallen from what it once was, which were 40s, in the 40s, early 50s, apparently, before my time. That was some of the most beautiful apartments in the city were up on the West Side because they had the great view of the Hudson River and the Palisades. Well, by this time, it was garbage-strewn, junkie-strewn, hookers. And I had to go into those houses, and I had to check up on the welfare recipients. They were called clients. I'll never forget. My supervisor said, you must call them clients. I didn't even know how that they came to that one. See, this was the beginning of the welfare state. And I go in there, and I'll tell you the rest of the story of what I saw as a young welfare worker when I come right back, right here, on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-503-9491. That's 1-800-503-9491. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-503-9491. That's 1-800-503-9491.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
Days of traffic, the big delay, still trying to get to the San Mateo Bridge. While the bridge itself is getting better, that earlier stall at the high-rise still creating havoc on Highway 101. Northbound is bumper-to-bumper from Woodside Road to 92. Southbound is slow from Broadway down to 92. And eastbound 92 is solid from Highway 280 past Highway 101. Northbound 101 in San Francisco looking better. In fact, eastbound 80 just slows from the split onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We're well into 2013, and the economic policies are what they are. And the big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Thursday, February 28th at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Thursday, February 28th, 7 o'clock at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. That's at don'tinvestandforget.com. Here's the number to call, free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305.
728305. For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared. I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can have a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
All aboard. Spot sea lions, seals, dolphins, and more from your San Francisco Whale Tours yacht. SweetJack.com scored half off your 90-minute eco-adventure.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
What?
It is the Savage Nation, so I got a little sidetracked telling you what it was like to be a welfare worker, a social worker, when I was a young man just out of college in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and how they were living better than I was. So as I said, out of college, college degree, earning $5,700 a year. I had a mattress on the floor, et cetera. So I go into the welfare recipient's house, and I had to do an inventory of her furniture. Then I come back to my supervisor, and the very nice lady, the supervisor, says to me, all right, did she have a bed? I said, no. She said, she'll write down $350 to buy a bed. I said, $350. She said, did she have two nightstands? I said, no, that's $75 each. Write down $150 for nightstands. Did she have two lamps? No, that's another $50 each, blah, blah, blah. Let's go in the living room. She said, all right. Did she have a sofa? No, put that down, $350 for a sofa. Again, two end tables and this and that. So the number was, I don't know, $3,000. She said, now go cut a check. There was an actual cage in the welfare department. I still have letterhead. New York City Department of Welfare, it was called then, not today, not under Bloomberg. It's not Department of Welfare. I think it's Department of What We Owe You. Department of What We Owe You today. Department of Welfare had a literal cashier that I went into. They cut a check to Mrs. Whatever. I can't give you the name because it's a name that will provoke accusations of racism. And Mrs. R, whatever her name would be, got a check for $3,500 for furniture that I had to give her the next day so she can go out. I said, I asked my supervisor, I said to her, why are we buying her furniture? She said, well, it's the minimal amount of furniture, said the good liberal supervisor, that any civilized human being needs to live in a home. So I said, I don't have that furniture. She said, well, you're not on welfare. So I wrote the check. I quit in a few weeks after that. I left the welfare department. This is not a made-up story. It's a real story. It's the development of a human being. If you walk through life, I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is, as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't. So that's it. Now look what New York has become today. Wesley Pruden of the Washington Times is a very fine writer. He writes about Bloomberg, the Gotham nanny who jerks sodas. And he writes about Bloomberg and his seizing of sodas. It's unbelievable to me. He says, then Mayor Rudolph Giuliani cleaned up the city, chased the crooks and thugs to wherever they went, probably New Jersey, wiped away most of the graffiti, and washed the dirt off the face of the city that never sleeps. Bloomberg wants to be remembered as the mayor who swiped, he talks about the soda smackdown, following earlier campaigns against sins of the palate. Sugar, salt, fat, cigarettes, even babies were guilty. And now he's going after sodas. And we all learned that if a person orders a pizza, they would spend $3 for a 2-liter bottle of Coke or Pepsi. But after March 12th, a customer will have to buy 6 12-ounce cans for $7.50. That will put a crimp in a lot of family occasions, but that's the sacrifice the billionaire mayor is willing to make. It just shows you that a millionaire could be a putz. Everyone had an uncle like that. Bloomberg is the putz billionaire uncle. In my day, they would have owned a plastics factory.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but they
hold. It is The Savage Nation. We're celebrating pure American music tonight. I had blue suede shoes. I had electric blue saddle stitch pants in junior high school that were ripped in a scuffle with a bigger kid who became a big record executive and eventually died of a heroin overdose. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We are talking about the outrageous nature of the world today, especially by this lying administration. There's no other way to put it. You know, every politician fibs. We understand what the word politician means. I mean, I'm not naive. Politicians make up things and try to convince us. But it's never been at this level in my lifetime. Maybe in the last century, in the 1800s, there was corruption and deception like this. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like it. Here we have Janet Napolitano of Homeland Security getting up and saying, well, you know, unless you give us more of your money, I don't know if we can protect you. You know, you're going to be longer on the line than a girl tonight. You know, we're going to release the illegal aliens out into the streets. You don't know what they might rape you. Who knows, you know? But we can't hold on to them, you know? Now, in my day, she would have been fired tomorrow. The Republicans would have gaveled a meeting saying, hey, lady, you can't manage a budget. You don't know how to control your budget. You're willing to release criminals into the streets. You're fired. Goodbye. But instead, there's nothing. Nothing. Like Fidel Castro, who released Cuban criminals through the Mariel boat invasion into Florida. Obama and Napolitano releasing criminals on the streets to blackmail you into saying, oh, yeah, just give them more money. What money? Where is it supposed to come from? Well, if they need more money, I'll give them some ideas. Let's start with General Electric. They pay no taxes the last I checked. They had $5 billion in U.S. revenues, but apparently because they're a friend of the administration and they have tax dodges, they paid no. So if GE and Microsoft and the other companies like Google paid their fair share, And the Indian gambling casinos, never talked about. How come they pay no taxes? Can anyone explain to me why Indian gambling casinos, which take in hundreds of billions of dollars a year, pay no taxes? Can anyone explain that to me? I don't understand the answer to that. So if you added up all of the companies and entities that are not paying their fair share, certainly they can afford to pay their fair share. If GE paid 39.6% of their income, they'd be paying quite a few billion dollars. If Google and Microsoft paid their fair share instead of using tax dodges, why, there'd be another $50 billion here and there. And if all the other entities who have all sorts of scam tax evasion systems in place, there'd be no shortage of revenue. What are you trying to do? Break the people who carry the weight in this country, I ask you. What do you want from us? 50% of the country pays no income, pays no taxes at all. 50%, roughly, pay no taxes at all. Do you know any other animal species? I'm a naturalist by training. Do you know any other animal species that goes out and hunts for other than its own children? Do you know of any other animal species that goes out and hunts and when it comes back with the kill, has to give 50% of that kill to dead bums in their own tribe or their own species who refuse to go out and hunt? Do you know of any birds that go out looking for fish for their young and come back, and if they catch two fish, they give one fish to a lazy seagull sitting in the nest all day? Do you know of any such animal like this? Have you ever heard of anything like this? It is against the natural order. It is against the natural order! And the people have had enough. They're not going to take this. They can't take it anymore from this fraud in the White House. His lies are becoming apparent even to his cronies. Oh, yes. Perhaps you didn't hear my show yesterday. The Alte Kackers, that's old German for the old men in the media, like Mr. Plant and Howie Kites. Howie Kites, they had a conversation. They were saying, you know, he doesn't need us anymore. Did you hear that soundbite yesterday? It was a brilliant soundbite. It reminded me of two old guys sitting on the Coney Island boardwalk with their pants legs rolled up in the old days in the 50s. They'd sit around with varicose veins with their skinny white legs getting some sun on their knees, complaining about their aches and pains. Well, there was Mr. CBS Bill Plant fetching to Howard Kurtz how Obama doesn't need them anymore. Could you play that sound for me? You got
We've that? Gotten used to being called whiny lapdogs. I've heard it for 30 years. But this is not about a picture of Tiger Woods. This is about access to the president. And access to the president has been cut and pushed and curtailed over every administration I've covered. And here's the nub of it, Howie. This administration has the tools to reach people on their own. They don't need us as much. And to the extent that they're able to do that, they're undercutting the First Amendment, which guarantees a free press through many voices. If they put out their own material, it's state-run media.
Really? Wow, through many voices except conservatives. You mean many liberal voices like yours and the other Alte Kackers in the media who dominated the country for 40 years with your lies. You were stooges for 40 years, and now even you stooges are being thrown overboard by the new Fidel Castro in the White House, and you don't like it, do you? So you're saying, well, he doesn't need us anymore. He can use Twitter and Schmitter and Bitter and Ditter. And he doesn't need us anymore because he can bypass us all. That's why our ratings are collapsing and why we're no longer relevant. Well, Howie and Bill, ask yourself why shows like Michael Savage are so popular. Surely we obviously are reaching an audience. I just got ratings out of New York. I was number one in, well, let's say 1 week in January. I don't know what the month will bring. On WABC, I was number one amongst men 21 plus and number one amongst men 35 plus. So you say, well, that was a one-off. Well, Howie and Bill of the irrelevant media, today we got new ratings out of Nashville, Tennessee, an entirely different demographic. They speak a different dialect than old Savage. And what happened there? Savage was number one with a 14 share in men 25 to 54. Oh, well, it's only those old white guys with automatic weapons. Is that it, Howie? Guys like you who never shot a Daisy BB gun? You're afraid of everybody west of the Hudson River? Well, persons 25 to 54, which would include men and women, I assume. I'm number two with a 9.0 share, Howie and Bill. And amongst persons 35 to 49, Howard and Bill, while you become increasingly irrelevant, Michael Savage has become increasingly relevant late at night on that station, which is a big station, by the way. It's not After all, it is not a bootleg radio station I'm talking about. It's not shortwave radio, Howie. It's Super Talk 99.7 WTN out of Nashville, Tennessee. Persons 35 to 49. Michael Savage has a 15.4 share. How's that, Howie? How come I have an audience and you don't? Well, I guess you have to ask yourself one other question, Howie and Bill. It's that you were part of state-run media your whole lives. But now even the state doesn't need you. They found you to be useless. You were useless idiots, and now they've thrown you overboard. It's the way it works, Howie and Bill. But the people you see are a little different. They have a different need than the government does. Now let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. Linda in Albany, New York, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your insights. I have a question. I just ordered your book today. What do you hope as a reader that I will come to understand about our country and China?
In what? In the novel, A Time for War?
Yes.
Well, it's fiction, number one, and it's based upon real events, but fictionalized, where China is the stealth enemy. And I would like you to understand that the China lobby in this country is working around the clock. They own our currency. That's a well-known fact. Our manufacturing was shipped to them by Bill Clinton. Much of our national security is being stolen or given to them by our agencies such as NASA Ames, which I disclosed last week. This is what I'd like America to be talking about.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's that simple. Seattle, Washington. Kelly. You're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call. Read your book, A Time for War. Great book. Michael is Jack Hatfield. Teddy is Eddie. Soros is Hawk. And thank you for being on the air for America.
Kelly, I want to ask you a side question. Did you buy the book in a bookstore?
I couldn't get it in a bookstore in Western Washington.
It's not allowed over the border. I get it. It's not allowed over the borders into a Washington state. It doesn't promote the communist agenda of Seattle.
Right.
Well, it's in every Barnes & Noble, even here in San Francisco, in the San Francisco area. It's in big stacks. My loyal listeners here in Marin County haven't bought the book. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Thank you for the call. Oh, boy. Well, what do you want me to talk about tonight? I'm feeling good, actually. There's something must be wrong with me because I don't feel bad. I'm so not used to not feeling bad that I don't know how to feel good. It's a reversal of that old joke, which is I've been down so long, it's starting to look like up to me. Remember that one? There was a guy who was like the husband of a Joan Baez or something back in the 60s. And he committed suicide. It's sad. I don't like suicide stories. Whoever commits it, I feel bad for. But he wrote a thing called, I've been down so long, it's starting to look like up to me. I've been up so long, it's starting to look like up to me. I mean, what's going on with me? Why do I feel so good is the issue. What am I doing? Well, I changed my diet. Now I'll get into diet. And I'll drive you crazy with that now. Yesterday was Chinese food. I walked out crippled. Today it was Indian food. You know, but there's a political element to all of this. I thought about that on the way out of the Indian restaurant as I was hobbling to the car. I went in feeling good because I was eating fruits and vegetables since last night, and there was no sodium in my blood. And I said, don't go to the Indian restaurant. Are you crazy? To myself, I had the argument, the discussion. On the right shoulder, there was the devil saying, go ahead, have an Indian meal. You can handle it. You'll wash it down with tea. On the left shoulder was the angel saying, are you crazy? You're going to get sick. Your legs aren't. You're going to feel bad from the salt. You can't do it. This was as I was locking the car with the beeping and the dog. I go in the restaurant because I like buffets because it's quick and I don't have to talk to anybody. As I'm putting ladles of food into the plate to sit in the back room with the dog to eat my meal in peace with the naan bread with the no butter and this and that and the vegetables, it was so good I almost cried to eat the bad food once again. And I said to myself, you know, we are creatures of habit. It's true for political issues as well. There are people who call me up who say they're lifetime Democrats, even though they agree with me. They call themselves savage Democrats. Or they tell me that they're borders, language, and culture Democrats, and they still vote for communists, socialists, anti-Americans on a daily basis. It's like eating bad food. They just can't give it up. They're addicted, and they don't know why. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Talk 560 KSFO.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can have a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Diamonds. The Jewelry Exchange has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1-carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and half carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, half carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5 carat studs rods are $199. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys.
We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Dog Live.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you.
It is the Savage Nation. It's way past twilight time. Thanks for listening. This freezing, bitter weather that you're having. I'm not. I'm having wonderful weather. But I know most of Americans have freezing, horrendous weather. They dream of being in warm places. Now I'm on the West Coast. It's beautiful, warm days now. All of the flowering trees are in bloom. The plums are in bloom now. The peaches haven't come up. They come up later. The flowering cherries haven't come up. They come up later. But the plums are in bloom all over Northern California. They're gorgeous. And the when you drive up to Lake Tahoe, as I did last week, the flower buds were just starting to show on the almond trees. It's something to behold. I mean, it's just beautiful how nature is predictable in so many ways. Let's say agricultural aspects of nature can be somewhat predictable. Let's be very specific about it. We know that there's no absolutes when it comes to agriculture. That's something we've absolutely learned. What also we know is just as the apricot buds come up in a certain month and plum buds come up in a certain month, false charges of racism come up on a regular basis just as well. Here's a story I found for you that I put up on michaelsavage.com. In Austria, Muslims set fire to their own fast food business and left fake racist graffiti to mislead investigators. I'll read you the story, because it goes on in America from various and sundry groups. A couple of weeks ago, a pizzeria owned by Albanian Muslims in Wörgl, Austria, was badly burned. A nearby building owned by a Turkish association was also set on fire. So-called racist graffiti in Turkish was left on the scene, complete with swastika symbols. This immediately provoked demonstrations from Turks and Greens protesting against right-wingers and racists. One placard read, "Racism isn't an opinion. Racism is a crime." It has now emerged, though, that both fires were set by the Muslims themselves. They were in dire financial circumstances and wanted the insurance payment. The racist graffiti was simply left to mislead the investigators. Fortunately, two of the Muslim perps were injured in their own attack when the fire they were setting produced an explosion. After the arson attack, blah, blah, blah. So there it is. You can read it yourself. And obviously, you can see what's going on in the world today. They do something and scream racist, and all of a sudden, the knee-jerk liberals run to their aid. And this is how countries die. This is how civilizations collapse. This is how criminals are enabled by liberals. Let's go to my website, michaelsavage.com, for all of the other stories that I found to be of interest to you. On the top right, from WorldNet Daily, Savage says, China lobby censoring new book. Below it, there's an article linked up from time.com that is not directly related, but the headline is, Savage novel sabotaged by China? On the left front of the website, The Gotham Nanny Who Jerks Sodas by Wes Pruden. On the right side, illegal aliens set free as sequester approaches. That, of course, is a crime. What Janet Napolitano did to release illegal aliens in order to blackmail Americans into giving her more money is a charge that should be brought against her tomorrow, and she should be fired for this. This exhibits, first of all, the inability to manage her own budget, because she didn't have to release illegal aliens. If she's releasing illegals because she says her budget is going to be shrunk, it means she can't manage her budget. Surely there's fat in the budget somewhere else. She could cut down on visits to the bowling lane. She could cut down on visits to various and sundry warm climates with her friends to visit other security. You know what they do. You know what these organizations all do. Conferences and this and that. Do you know how many billions of dollars are sucked out of the system on fraud and fat and waste? She could have cut it out of the fraud and fat and waste. And because she couldn't or wouldn't, She has therefore abrogated her responsibilities as chairman of the Department of Homeland Security. And I believe that Republicans, who may still exist, wherever they may be, could fire her.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. Sad news in Santa Cruz tonight, where the Santa Cruz sheriffs are saying the two officers, Santa Cruz police officers, have been shot and have died. The suspect has also been shot and died as well. There's an ongoing investigation in the neighborhood of Water and Branch of 40 Streets. No other suspects appear to be involved, and the public at the moment is safe. Pinole police are looking for a man who tried to lure a 12-year-old boy into his car as he was walking home from school. The boy ran away and hid in some bushes until he saw the man drive away. And the famous Falcons of San Jose City Hall are about to become parents again. Peregrine Falcons, Clara and Fernando, have produced three eggs this season. A fourth egg is expected soon. Traffic, Highway 12, Sonoma County near Glen Ellen, shut down both directions because of an injury accident. Northbound 880 and San Leandro, an accident in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned car and truck center here in Burlingame. We just finished remodeling, so I'm having a grand opening sale. Check our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're always the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on
We have a top general named Dempsey, who was perhaps the most incompetent chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in American history. Dempsey oversaw the Army, so far as I know, during the Fort Hood massacre, when he declared that it was workplace violence, not an act of terrorism. The very same Dempsey, who looks to me like a stooge of Obama, is now saying that protecting the United States from catastrophic attack is lower priority than protecting the global economic system. This is in a speech on January 31 that General Martin E. Dempsey, the chairman, mind you, of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told young cadets at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, that, did you hear what I just said to you? This man, the top general, said that protecting the U.S. from catastrophic attack is a lower priority than protecting the global economic system. This is the same General Dempsey, so far as I know, correct me if I'm mistaken, who declared that the Fort Hood massacre by the Muslim fanatic Major Nidal Hassan, who screamed Allah Akbar as he shot and killed 13 in cold blood and wounded 33 or so American military personnel who had been disarmed, by the way, by Bill Clinton. Remember, they had no weapons on them. They were disarmed while Nidal Hassan was fully armed, kept reloading and killing. This same Dempsey said it was workplace violence. Now, I want to read you some of the comments from this article that was posted on the Washington Times, CNS News, sorry, this morning. F.A. Hayek wrote this, quote, Hitler did not have to destroy democracy. He merely took advantage of the decay of democracy and at the critical moment obtained the support of many to whom, though they detested Hitler, he yet seemed the only man strong enough to get things done. Close quote. Unfortunately, the writer wrote, we have a similar process in place here. Change for the sake of change and those that are not immediately threatened are riding the wave. Next one wrote this, and I'll only read one more in comment reaction to that article. Nikita Khrushchev addressed the Western ambassadors at the Polish embassy in Moscow on November 18, 1956, where he said the following. We will take America without firing a shot. We will bury you. We can't expect the American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses of socialism until they awaken one day to find that they have communism. We do not have to invade the United States. We will destroy you from within. If you don't have chills running up your spine, then you're not wholly alive. Let's go to the callers. Julia on KSFO in San Francisco. Thank you for calling. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. What you just said about General Dempsey is 100% correct. But what I really called about was your book. I just finished reading it, and I loved it, loved it, loved it. And, you know, it kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things. Where in the book you say, you know, that they do one thing, you know, where they set off those EMTs on the planes and they fell. But what they really had going on was, you know, the bubonic plague underneath Chinatown. And everything that kind of like you said in the book is what's going on right now. And I'm surprised that nobody sees it.
Well, not only does nobody see it, all of the fake conservatives in the media are making believe the book doesn't exist. You think that they put down their jealousy of Michael Savage and say, you know, for the sake of the country, which I claim I believe in, every day you hear them wrapping themselves in the flag, the Constitution. You think they put down their jealousies and their hatred and say this book is too important to ignore. But no, that's human nature. And so, by the way, I wanted to ask you something. Did you buy the book in a bookstore? I wanted to ask you if you had any bookstore horror stories.
I went to the, can I say the city that Barnes & Noble's that I went to?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I go to the Barnes & Noble's in Corte Madera, and I thought it was going to be like, bam, right there, how they do other books. But the way they have it positioned is that you don't really see it, you know? It's
Yes, I was in there yesterday. I was shocked. They put it behind the kiosk in the front in order to comply with the contract that they signed with the publisher, but to make sure that no one could find it.
Yeah, so I said, so the day that I was in there, I guess like the store, like the one of the big shots was in there, and I said, why did you put his book over here, you know? And they just kind of looked at me like, you know, they were surprised that I said something to them.
Oh, sure, the smirkers, the great literary giants, the literary gatekeepers in the bookstores, all of the would-be novelists who are writing their own great American novel. Yeah, well, we don't read that right-wing stuff. We have to sell it, but we hold our nose while we sell it. I know their attitudes. I've been around it all my life, Julia. You know what? Illegitimae non caberundum. It's an old phrase I learned in high school. I bless you. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I can't bless anyone. I'm not the Pope. Only others in the media think that they're the Pope. So last night, late at night, I went to a Barnes & Noble. I buy magazines now. I also wanted to see the display of the book. And I looked. It was quiet late at the end of the day, late at night. Then I go over to the magazine section. It's near closing time. And I bought a yachting magazine and a flying magazine and a World War II magazine. You know, stuff that I've always liked since I'm even a kid. Like when I'd go on a train trip to Pennsylvania, I'd load up on magazines. I remember reading, you won't believe it, it's coming back to me. You know what magazines to this day that I would buy? Hunting magazines, guns and ammo. Oh, I've always been a gun nut. Yeah, it's been a long time now. I don't know why. I was a kid from the Bronx. We had no guns. No one in the family ever shot one, so far as I knew. But I was always fascinated by weapons, and I'd sit on the train and read the magazines. Well, same today. If I'm going on a plane trip or I have to go to the toilet, I need a magazine. So I buy stock magazines and make sure that I have them near me because they relax my mind. They really do. But there's a point to the story, and I don't know whether to get mad at these people, pity these people, or whatever. You know, 2 years ago, or a year ago, the Borders book chain went out of business. A blow to the heart of people who love books. Overnight went out of business. Now we hear Barnes & Noble is going to close 25% of their stores. I could manage Barnes & Noble and make it a profitable company again. You know how it would be managed? There would be a browsing time that is permitted. It would say 15 minutes of browsing and then take a walk, Johnson. Just take a walk. Do you know that? How many people, how many deadbeat liberals are in that store with dirty pants and the shoe? Don't get me. They're like retired teachers, they look like to me, or retired social workers. They have a certain look to them, a seediness, and I can't put my finger on it yet. I'm a social observer. A guy next to me, as I'm pulling the magazines out of the rack at Barnes & Noble to buy them, he is putting magazines back in the rack that he just read for the last hour. And they're tattered, they're soiled, there goes one over here, one. I didn't even know what he was reading. I didn't stare at him, but I glanced like from the side. I didn't know whether to say to myself, is the guy poor and this is the only way he can read a magazine? Should I forgive him? Or I felt like saying, hey, Buster, why don't you buy a magazine? Maybe you could support the store you love so much. I didn't say anything, but I observed it and thought that I should say something. But that's an example of why I think Barnes & Noble is going out of business or losing business. How many people can you permit to ruin your magazines and books by reading them for free? It's not a library. This is, again, the creeping communism. Well, it's a big chain store, you know, a box store, evil American corporate garbage. I'll just go in there and read. Screw them. What the heck? It's a box store. It's a, you know, hey, books for the people, man. I'm intelligent. I went to Harvard. I'm in tell. I can't make a dime, but I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. I went to Princeton. They owe it to me. The Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, whatever else, AFL-CIO, ILGW. Hey, up the system, man. And they read for nothing. Then the book chain goes out of business, and they don't understand why it went out of business. They caused the collapse of the business. How long can you let a bum sit around and read magazines until you throw them out of the store? I ask myself. So it seems to me that these large chains are not being managed correctly. In fact, I know they're not being managed correctly. In that sense alone, right then and there, right there. Just say browsing time limited 15 minutes, maximum 3 magazines, and another little sign that my father would have put up if he owned the bookstore. It would say, if you curl it, you own it. That's all. If you bring it back wrinkled, you're buying it, Mr. Max. That's the end. And you have someone there.
Settled
There's
law.
There's plenty of people. Huh? What was that? So, All right. No, that was nowhere. You didn't need to put that in the middle of my show and throw me off. Thank you very much for that stupidity. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Heart Talk 560 KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com. Everyone says use Zero Res. That's what people who use Zero Res are saying. Call the professionals at Zero Res to come and sanitize and extract the winter bugs from your house. It's like a spa treatment for your carpet, upholstery, and tile. Zero Res uses alkaline water instead of soap to sanitize your carpets, leaving it soft and smelling fresh. Zero Res is green, safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professionally trained. You'll feel safe having them in your home. If your home's full of winter dust, then get it clean. Zero Res Clean. Traditional methods leave your carpet sticky and wet. Zero Res leaves a fresh smell and it dries quickly. No one gets your carpet closer to new than Zero Res. No more stiff, crunchy carpet. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Ask about the KSFO special. $119 for 3 rooms, and they'll clean your front carpet and floor mats in your car, truck, or van for free. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Zero Res also cleans commercial spaces. Call for a quote today.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We're well into 2013 and the economic policies are what they are. The big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Thursday, February 28th at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Thursday, February 28th, 7 o'clock at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. That's at don'tinvestandforget.com. Here's the number to call, free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305. On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're always the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I mean, there's a couple of take-home messages thus far in the show. One is that Obama and Napolitano have released illegal aliens, telling us that, well, the sequester money, we don't have it, so we have to release these criminals into the streets. Savage said today that that's like Fidel Castro's Mariel boat invasion when he released criminals into Florida. Do you understand what they're doing, that they're blackmailing the American people by releasing illegal immigrants being held in immigration jails across the country? Do you also understand that by Napolitano doing this, she is exhibiting the fact that she's incompetent, that she cannot manage her own budget? This is a week before mandatory budget cuts go into effect across the government. DHS has started releasing illegal aliens being held in immigration jails across the country. There is no need for this. There's plenty of fat in her budget. She could cut the fat out of some trips to conferences, for example. God only knows how many cars DHS has that they don't need, or how many millions of bullets they bought that they're never going to use, hopefully. What are they releasing illegal aliens for? Well, there's only one reason. It's like Fidel Castro dumping his worst onto the people of Florida. So she's releasing the worst of the immigrants into the streets. Remember, these are not law-abiding illegal immigrants. These are criminal illegal immigrants that are in jail that she just dumped in the streets. This is a week before the sequester money that supposedly is coming. They're going to cut back on their budget. So the fact is that if we had an opposition party, as we should in a two-party system, which we don't have, there would be immediate hearings tomorrow. They would call emergency hearings, and they would fire her for incompetence. That would be the Republican response that would be required. That would have a very deep shockwave back across the landscape. First, we would see that we have an opposition party. Second, they would show that they have you-know-what, which is not very much in evidence. And third, Obama would be stopped in his tracks. He wouldn't play these games with the American people anymore. He would come to the bargaining table if the Republican Party would only show any sign of backbone. But they don't have any. And that's the sad truth of the matter. Now, as far as the Hagel appointment today, where he was appointed finally after a contentious series of discussions to be defense secretary, it's shocking to me again that Louis Farrakhan endorsed Chuck Hagel on Sunday in a vile anti-Semitic rant. And the Republicans could have gotten the speech. I got it for you tonight. Did you hear clip 17? I want you to listen to Louis Farrakhan, who's celebrating Hagel as his appointment to defense secretary. That should put a fear through your spine. Listen.
Senator Hagel is hated by the Jews because he wrote in his book that the United States Senate, quote, is an institution that does not inherently bring out a great deal of courage. Most of the time, members play it safe and adopt an I'll support Israel attitude. AIPAC comes knocking with a pro-Israel letter.
You got the picture. You got the picture. Hitler's speeches were no different than Farrakhan's. And yet the cowards in the media say nothing. The invisible Republicans don't take this speech and say, if Farrakhan supports Hagel, how, Mr. President, can you support Hagel? That could have stopped Hagel in his tracks. But again, we have no two-party system. What do you want me to do? How many different things can I show you a day that are being done because we have a one-party system? How many different things can I show you every day? Let's go to some of the callers in the few minutes that remain in this hour on the program. Sanford on WABC in New York, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I just want to say, I think your you're correctly pointing out treacherous policies, and I agree with that. And I think the Hegel appointment is a perfect example. But the thing is that I think that by and large, people are accepting it. That is what I think where the real danger.
But Sanford, the reason they're accepting it is because there's no opposition. If you ask the average moron in the streets of New York who Hegel is, they would say to you, you can get a bagel in that deli over there. They wouldn't even know what a Hegel is. They would say to you, would you want it with sesame seeds or poppy seeds? They wouldn't know who Hegel is. And that's a result of the invisible media and the non-existent Republican Party. Sanford, if it wasn't for a few shows on talk radio and the internet, would people even know that Farrakhan endorsed Chuck Hegel? Doesn't that frighten you to think that such an anti-Semite as Farrakhan, who hates Israel and the Jews, would support Hegel, and so does Obama? You can't put two and two together? You understand what I'm saying. Anyway, you got the picture. ABC, again, New York. Walter, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello. I'd like to pay you what I think is the highest compliment I can pay you. You make me think. And
well, that is a compliment, because that's all I want people to do. I don't want groupthink. I'm not a liberal. I don't tell you what to think. I'm telling you what I think, and I'm giving you the structure that brought me to think what I think. So you can say, you know, I agree with him or I don't agree with him. That's the object of the show.
Yes. And, you know, when I was in the service, I was an officer. And in a class, I was the junior officer, which is called adjutant. And my class leader, who was the senior officer, used to say, tell it like it is, Edge. And I remember it very well. I have a room in my house, or a wall in my house, custom with things on it to make me think. And possibly that's after you.
Now, what do you have on that wall? Like what, people, busts, pictures?
My graduation from Infantry Officer Candidate School, my a thermometer, a medal. I'm going to put up tomorrow or the day after. I have a certificate from the unit I served in and a Department of the Army certificate of appreciation and other things. And it's all
so your military history makes you think, you say, because it reminds you of what your responsibilities are, right?
To tell it like it is.
To tell it like it is. I get it. Well, I'll send you a copy of A Time for War. Put it up on the wall. Maybe you'll help other people think about what's really going on. Those who own our debt own our country. Never forget that. In fact, it was Rothschild who said, I'll paraphrase poorly because I know it was Rothschild, and Rothschild said, give me control of a nation's currency and I'll control that nation. Who does that sound like? It sounds like Soros, doesn't it? Well, it also sounds like China, doesn't it? It seems like an awful lot of people know that if you control a nation's currency, you control the nation. It seems everybody knows that, except the American people who don't seem to know that. Or shall I say 30% of the American people who pay most of the taxes seem to know that, and the rest of the nation could care less. That's the story, and there's very little I can do about it. I don't know how this ends. Well, I tell you, I have an intuition, though, because someone asked me today, how does this end? Where does it go? What's going to happen? Well, I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man. And I have a good sense of history, and I'm a good judge of leaders, and I can watch people. Obama doesn't look very confident these days. Obama's not looking very strong these days. Contrary to what the media is saying, I think Obama is showing all the signs of someone who's run into a stone wall. I don't know where, how, what, but I make a prediction, or shall I say it's a wish. He is going to get so arrogant, way beyond anything you've seen yet, that he will make some drastic mistakes that will bring the House of Cards down. That is what I think is going to happen. How he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, what exactly this will entail, I haven't any idea whatsoever. But I believe I see it with Michelle appearing and basically debasing the White House and the Office of the Presidency by appearing at the Academy Awards, which shocked even thoughtful liberals, by the way. You're not hearing about that. Evidence is that they are out of control with their ego. And as you well know, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But I will change it from Lord Acton to Lord Savage. Absolute power, well, does what? Makes people act rather foolishly, doesn't it?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You know, I found a map. Someone sent it to me. I'll put it up on michaelsavage.com. You have to look at the map. And the map is of the United States of America. And it shows 11 states where the number of welfare recipients exceed the number of job holders. This includes New York. It includes California and other states where if you tally the people receiving welfare, food stamps, and various other government handouts, the number of people on welfare in 11 states exceeds the number of people who hold jobs. Now, how can a country survive that has such a quotient? And how can a country survive that has such a devious president who continues to want to encourage dependency upon the government? That's the connection to the sewer pipe of Hollywood that I'm trying to tell you. Look at the themes of most of the products that come out of the sewer pipe of Hollywood today. Have you recently seen a soldier that was heroic? No. No. Most of the soldiers are either war criminals or in some way besmirched. When have you last seen a movie made by the sewer pipe controllers like Harvey Weinstein that showed a cop as a hero? How about the answer is never? Every cop that the warped, twisted minds of Hollywood produce have the criminals as the superhero and the cops as the criminal. And boy, are they laughing all the way to the bank, aren't they? You know, you can't buy a Gulfstream in Hollywood unless you produce movies that twist the world upside down. It's the Savage Nation. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. 855-407-282 if you want to call in about... Well, I can ask you a question now. How do you feel about Michelle Obama appearing at the Academy Awards? I'll make it very basic. Maybe some of you loved it. Maybe you liked her wig. Maybe you liked her dress. Maybe you liked her sappy speech. Maybe you thought it was wonderful to see a presidency brought down to this level. I'm from another world, perhaps. Maybe I'm not in touch with reality. Maybe you know reality. You know what I think about it. My jaw dropped. I thought it was very low class of Michelle Obama to appear at the Oscars, because we all know that the Oscars celebrate everything anti-American, virtually everything that is against everything that the decent people in this country believe in is celebrated by the sewer pipe, through the sewer pipe of Hollywood. Doesn't mean it's not entertaining. It doesn't mean it's not entertaining. Many people find a fascination with bums, perverts, murderers. We all find fascination with these things, but you don't have a presidency that stoops to the level of celebrating it with them, do you? We are weaker than we've been since 1937, when the U.S. Navy was sinking ships because the pacifists had taken over Congress and were laughing at the Republicans, and they said, we don't need a Navy in this country. We had a Navy almost as small, actually, the Navy today is smaller than it was in 1939. And if it wasn't for men in England, such as Winston Churchill, a diehard conservative who said the Nazis are arming, we better arm ourselves, to the British, they would not have had the airplanes that they needed to defend themselves in the Battle of Britain. They wouldn't have had the weapons, the guns, the rifles, the artillery, and the ships they needed. The Pinkos were telling England they would never go to war again. And had they not listened to the conservatives, Germany would have run over England, and they'd be speaking German right now, and you'd probably be a lampshade. And the very same story is being played out in America today, so far as I can tell. We've got these far-left academic Pinkos, the entire pack of them, telling us the same story that was told to the English in the late 30s. And anyone who says to the opposite is called every name under the sun. My friends, China is arming themselves to the teeth. They're building up their air force. They're building up their navy. They're building up their missile technology. At the same time, we are destroying ours. You don't see the parallel to the 1930s? You know, the 1930s in America, if you live in New York City, there was a 3rd Avenue L, elevated line of trains that ran on 3rd Avenue, that great avenue in New York. Well, there was an elevated train on, you know, girder, you know, steel girders that ran up there. The United States took down the 3rd Avenue L to make the avenue wider and to, you know, open up the street to the condos and the buildings and whatever. And the Japanese were very happy to buy the steel for the 3rd Avenue L. And they melted it down and turned it into tanks and planes and ships and bullets and bayonets and bombs that were used to kill our boys. If you think that we're not seeing history repeat itself with these Quislings taking our infrastructure and handing it over to the Chinese, such as General Electric moving plants to China to cut costs, putting the almighty dollar ahead of our national security, a government is supposed to protect us from this kind of greed. But when the greed becomes the government, who's to protect us from the protectors? Nobody. So as I say, some of these words sound harsh, but they're all true. Some of them sound hard, but we need hard in a time of soft. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. I got to tell you again, I'm very gratified with a brand new show here on Cumulus to see that my show is number one for the second week in January among several key demographics, very telling demographics, men 21 plus. My show has an 8 share. I'm number one. I beat everyone in New York City. Men 35 plus. I have a 10.9 share. I beat every other station in New York City. You say, well, it's only men 35 plus. Only men 35 plus? Only men 21 plus? That means an awful lot. Because men are not stupid. It doesn't mean women are not listening. I'm looking at these demographics. Women tend not to listen to talk radio, incidentally. They tend to actually not listen to radio. And if they do, they listen to something other than talk radio. So I'm very, very keenly attached to the ratings with regard to men 35 plus. If I'm number one and New York's public radio, WNYC, is number 23 with a 1 share and I have a 10 share, how is that possible between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. in a liberal city that a left-wing station such as public radio, New York Public Radio, is number 21, and I'm number one? How do you explain that in a city that is allegedly liberal, run by a man who has no limits to his desire to be a little Napoleon? By the way, he announced he wants to ban styrofoam. Soda, fat, sugar, salt. Now Napoleon Bloomberg has announced he wants to ban the cups that New Yorkers use for their coffee and their drinks. Where will this lunatic stop? Nobody knows how to stop him. What world does he live in? It's the Savage Nation. What do you want to talk about? 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Let's take the first caller up, Josh, WABC, in New York City. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Michael? I love your show. I'll tell you why you're number one. I listen to all the people on WABC. I'm not going to bash them. Not bash them. But one thing's for sure. I don't hear the same rhetoric over and over again from you. I hate Obama. I hate Obama. Obama this, Obama this. You talked about the Super Bowl one day. I love that show.
Yeah.
The other day you agreed with Obama about the drones. I mean, not exactly agreed, but you liked the idea of killing people.
That's why I did agree with him. I said that even a stopwatch is right twice a day. He's right about using drones.
Yeah, because you know why? Because if you got American citizens who are plotting to kill us, I don't care.
They're not American citizens. That's a misnomer. If you take up the uniform of the enemy, you're not an American citizen. You've abrogated your citizenship. Don't buy that ACLU crap. If a man goes over to the other side, he's thrown his citizenship in the garbage. But, Josh, go ahead with your statements, please. It's interesting to listen to you.
No, so that's why you're number one, because it's not boring. It's not the same thing over and over again.
Well, it's not predictable. You can't predict really where I'm going to go because I'm an independent thinker, and I'm very objective at the end of the day.
100%. And I could turn on so many people, and I could predict exactly what they're going to say.
Josh, are you looking forward to reading A Time for War?
Yeah, I just heard about it, and I read some of your other books. I don't.
Well, I'm sending you a free copy, so stay on the line. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can have a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Diamonds, the jewelry exchange, has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1 carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and 1/2 carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The jewelry exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, 1/2 carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5 carat studs are $199. The jewelry exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. plus no interest for 6 months. Buy Factory Direct and Save, the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And as I said to you, to the Chinese astrologers, the year of the snake is going to bring China and U.S. into conflict. You know, it's almost frightening to see this. Because as I said to you, Chinese astrologers, Asian astrologers rather, warn of a stormy year of the snake. I live in San Francisco, which has the largest Chinese American population in the country, and I usually go to the New Year's parade, the New Year's celebration. I find it fascinating in one way, not looking so much as an anthropologist. I've lived here so long that I almost feel part of Chinatown. I know that sounds odd, but you become part of a city. I've been here since 1974, and the Chinese have an amazingly powerful presence in this city, and I pay attention to an awful lot. I mean, eat the food, listen to the conversation. I watch the conflicts emerging in some of the parks between the Falun Gong and the Communist Chinese. And there's a growing presence, by the way, of Communist Chinese agitators in San Francisco, whether you know it or not. There's a growing presence of people who are competing for the minds of the Chinese Americans, and they're all plants from the Communist Chinese government, which is one of the reasons I try to warn you in a time for war that things are not what you may think they are, and you better wake up before it's too late. So we bid farewell to the Year of the Dragon on February 10th, the first day of the Lunar New Year, according to the Chinese calendar. And they're saying it could be a venomous year that brings disaster. Previous years of the snake have been marked by the September 11th, 2001 terror strikes, the crushing of the 1989 Tiananmen pro-democracy protests, and the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 all occurred during a Year of the Snake. It gets worse. The 1929 stock market crash that brought in the Great Depression also occurred in a snake year. So they are assuming that the movement of snakes, fast, aggressive, and sharp, but cunning and tricky, will apply again in this year. And when we have a government that seems to be more concerned with suppressing the people and suppressing knowledge as to what they are doing and granting contracts and grants to their cronies, really anything could happen this year in the Year of the Snake. Let's pray to God that it's only a fiction. Let's go to Greg on KSFO. Go ahead, Greg. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I've been with you from probably the first week you started on radio. I was stuck in traffic, and when I heard you, I just knew that you were different than any other talk show host I ever heard. And what really won me over, and I know you said this before, was your laugh. You remind me so much of my dad. There's wisdom in your laugh, but like a I don't care, I'll get in your face, but I'm right type of attitude. And I really appreciate
your... Well, okay, I'm going to go into it. I'll go into this for a minute. I meet guys who are like 30, and they say, you know, Mike, I grew up listening to you with my dad, and he's no longer with us. I mean, it's touching to me, because I lost my father when I was a very young man. I know guys who are like, you know, I've been in radio 18 years. The time has gone by in the blink of an eye. I mean, kids listened to this show when they were 9 and 10, who are now 25, 30 years old, Greg. And I think that's what you're saying is your situation, right?
Well, yeah, you just kind of, you're still, my dad was a guy's guy, a man's man. He's a plumbing contractor, and he was really rough, but he was really kind. And he didn't put up with any crap, but he really knew his stuff. And you put it across that way. You kind of, you know, you were rough around the edges when you first came on the radio, but, you know, I just really enjoy listening to you. I've really learned a lot from you. You're kind of like, you're the continuation of my dad. I used to sit in the truck with my dad and drive in the summertime. We'd go work with him. He knew everything. And I just, from my dad.
Well, that reminds you probably of the stories I tell of my father, who only went to high school, but he was an avid reader, and he was very curious, and he seemed to know an awful lot about a lot of things.
Yes, that was my dad.
Well, I'm sending you a copy of my book. It's my gift to you, A Time for War. I appreciate the listenership. That goes back to 1994 when I did a fill-in on, I filled in on KGO. An overnight show, believe it or not. The station is still there, and I'm right across the street on KSFO. Isn't that amazing? And all of the people who try to throw impediments in my way are gone. swear. Look, I'm probably one of the most competitive people that you've ever going to listen to on the radio. I got to tell you something. I think about it. I have a tremendous amount of competition in me and a tremendous amount of fight. I never, ever want to give in. Ever. Ever. And I learned a long time ago as a guy who had to grow up to defend himself in many ways that if there's a fight between a big guy and a little guy, the little guy will usually win because he's got to. It's that simple. I mean, the little guy has to win or he's dead. That's how I feel. I still feel like the little guy, the outsider in talk radio. And I guess you could say in the arena of fighting, I'm hungry. I have never lost my hunger to be number one in this field. And that's my goal. I don't know why. Just that's the way it is. So whatever. I just stopped by. I didn't want to talk anymore about the year of the snake or about the snakes in the year. Let's go to the callers. William on WABC. I'll get to you in a minute because he's going to talk about the year of the snake. The year of the snake, it occurs, of course, every 12 years. And, you know, it's called the shedders, the skin shedders, like a snake. Let's go to William on WABC in New York, where Savage is now for a little while, reigning as the king of talk radio in men 35-plus, men 21-plus. William on WABC, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. I think maybe there is something to this Year of the Snake stuff.
Okay.
1965, year of major ground war escalation in Vietnam.
Right.
1917, U.S. enters World War One.
Right.
1857, Dred Scott decision, which leads on to the Civil War.
Oh,
1845,
boy.
Annexation of Texas, which brings on the Mexican War.
Oh, my
I think
God.
There's a pattern here.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good. So they are predicting that there could be conflict between China and Japan, which, of course, has been brewing. Worse yet, China
reminds me, 1905, the Russo-Japanese War makes Japan a major power in Asia.
Oh, when they took down the Russian fleet.
Exactly.
Well, that was an that's an amazing piece of military history. I've always wondered at that. Japan was laughed at until then. And they cut the Russian fleet to pieces. The big dreadnoughts used to go in a line. And the Japanese just used the tactics of guerrilla warfare at sea, and they cut the ships to pieces. That was the Russians did not believe what hit them. And by the way, that led to the Russian Revolution, because once they lost their military might, and once the people saw that the country's leaders were weak and stupid, the country fell apart socially. Does that sound familiar to you?
Certainly. That's the first revolution, 1905, which led 12 years later to the revolution of 1917.
Okay, so, you know, look, you know I want to send you A Time for War, because in it, you know, basically, look, I'm trumpeting a fiction, which is China at war with America already? Some would say yes. Some would say, what do you mean, are they at war? They've taken the country over. They own the currency. What more do they need to know? I mean, you could argue that they've already taken over the country. But I go a little further than that. Stay on the line. We'll send you the book.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. 2 police officers and 1 suspect were killed in a shooting this afternoon in Santa Cruz. Their names are not being released this evening. The Coast Guard has called off the search for a boat that reportedly sank far off the Central California coast with two adults and two children on board, saying it could be a hoax. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Mike Lutz said this morning crews found no debris and no physical signs of distress after searching for nearly 48 hours. Lutz says no one has come forward to report family members missing at sea. Taking a look at the roadways, San Jose, northbound 101, Hellier Avenue. Looks like we got some debris in the left lanes there. Earlier problems on Highway 12 have been cleared in the Glen Ellen area. All lanes open both directions. Traffic is recovering. Now your weather forecast, going to be cool tonight, mid-30s to low 40s. Sunny tomorrow, upper 50s to upper 60s. Temperatures getting to the mid-70s potentially by Friday. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
The best damn morning show, period.
We've all taken cruises, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have all of your cruises just gone off well?
Pretty much, yeah.
That
well,
stranded
one person
in
died,
the Gulf of Mexico?
But it was no big deal. I mean,
okay. Yeah, there wasn't anybody Mel knew.
No,
who cares?
You know.
This guy, that's fine.
Anybody she knew or loved.
This is the Carnival Triumph. I'm reading here. There's water and feces all over the floor.
Oh.
Gives new meaning to the term poop deck.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're always the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
When the lights go down in the city. I love this song. Totally different tempo, right? I got to tell you why this song has a particular meaning to me, just as a little side note. I mean, I can only eat my heart out so long until I got to stop. And I'm not going to say I'm going to stop forever, but I'm going to pause for a minute. You know I love that song because I'm in San Francisco, and it's a city I love despite all of my jokes about the city. I love this city, and I always have it. From the day I came here, I was in love with it. When I say I love this city, it means I love North Beach and Chinatown, because that is the city. I love the downtown North Beach, Chinatown. Other parts of the city are very, very uniquely boring. I mean, the avenues look like a bad neighborhood in Cleveland. And I'm not knocking Cleveland, but there's nothing unique about it, just old houses. But these parts of the city, the Italian district, the Chinese district, the business district, are very uniquely beautiful. Nevertheless, that's my area. That's my terrain. So when I left radio after that long legal battle, which you all know about by now, I had a transition. And for a while, I didn't know if I'd be back in radio. I wasn't certain I wanted to and blah, blah, blah. And when I picked the song up, Journey, Lights, about San Francisco, when I knew I was coming back to terrestrial radio, and I came back with Cumulus, for about a week before that return, I was playing this song. I literally was moved by it emotionally because I realized that San Francisco has been so good to me all these years. You remember, I mean, I've done some pretty amazing things here despite the madness of the city. And that's something I got to say at another time. It's a whole other show, which is that although the city is crazy, when I came here, it was a wide open city. You could develop yourself, you could reinvent yourself, you could be anything you wanted to be. It's not true anymore. The liberals have turned it into almost a fascist dictatorship in terms of the mind. You can't develop yourself anymore in the city. People are trapped in a little box. They're only allowed to think a certain way, eat a certain way, walk a certain way, and dress a certain way. The liberals have destroyed San Francisco. This was once a truly liberal city. It is no longer a truly liberal city. It is a dictatorship. And that's what I've been trying to tell you. It's worth doing another time, a whole discussion of what liberalism has become. Lynn, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. You were saying before that women don't listen to you. Well, I'm in my 60s, and I'm a half hour north of New York City. And I listen to you, and I love you, and I know you're going to become number one. And I just agree with everything you say, and that's all.
God willing. God willing. What I think is ironic is that Wallbanger is opposite me when I start in New York on Fox News. I wonder if I'm cutting into his ratings.
I don't know.
You know what? His ratings have plummeted, and mine have gone up. His has fallen like an elevator that's lost its cable. Mine are going up like a skyrocket. What? Mine have gone up like a drone, so maybe I'm cutting in. That's a shame. He's had a good run. That's the sound of him on his day off. We just invented a soundbite for you. Okay, hon, you're getting a copy of A Time for War. Monster Winter Storm, Five Ways to Stay Safe and Prepared. I loved storms when I was a child, but as a man, I didn't love them that much. You know, children love storms. They can't go to school. The father has to stay home. The family's together. They don't have any idea what's at stake in terms of even going shopping to the supermarket. You know, kids have a Currier and Ives view of the world. So to me, being locked even in an attached house in Queens, when my dad couldn't get to work, he was a single breadwinner. My mom didn't work. She was a homemaker in the days when homemaker meant something. She made a home. She made sure that we ate. She made sure we were clean. She made sure that we did our homework. That's called a homemaker. It was a big job. And he was the only breadwinner. 7 days a week he worked in a store. So when a blizzard came in New York, and we'd wake, I would look out of the window, and the window was like iced over. I used to love that. You know, it was like a child. What did I know? Meanwhile, he couldn't get to work and make money. It was a cash business. He couldn't go to work. And the car was plowed over by the New York Sanitation Department with those monster plows. They'd come down Utopia Parkway and drive the snow onto the car. Sometimes I still have dreams of those. Like, how do you get your car out of that? Now I'm living in sunny California. I remind myself of the Call of the Wild written by Jack London, where the wolf is raised in California and the days are sunny and it's easy and there's no snow and everything's available and that kind of thing. And then he's released back into the wilds in Alaska. To me, New York was like living in the wilds of Alaska. You know what I'm saying? Rick on WWIQ in the great city of Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell City. Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. It's certainly an honor to speak to you. I'm a former Army scout, and when you dispatch 12 scouts out into the field, then they relay back the information to the S2, which is the Information Center of Intelligence, and they plot the information on the plotting board. Each one of those 12 scouts don't know what the other one has seen, but it starts to form a picture in the intelligence network.
Right.
So as I look at my plotting board, Dr. Savage, and I go back 20 years and I start to see these things and post them on my board, I'm scared. I sense danger, sir.
I know what you're saying. Why does Big Sis Napolitano need 22 million more rounds of ammunition after she's bought 1.5 billion rounds in the last 10 months. What is she doing with that ammunition? What are they getting ready for, Rick?
And why do they want to disarm us?
At the same time. And why did the drone go down in Iran, Rick, with all of our advanced technology without a scratch on it like a showroom new car? Who sent that drone to Iran? Why did the SEALs get put on the helicopter and 22 of them get sacrificed shortly after Osama bin Laden was taken down by the same SEAL unit? Rick, I would say all of these are pretty frightening portents of something going on that doesn't look very good. But speaking of the news today, why would Obama be trying to put a man into the Defense Department who has ties to Iran? Why would he be trying to put a man into the CIA who has ties to far-left groups? What is wrong with the picture there, Rick?
Dr. Savage, why, when George Herbert Walker Bush delivered the State of the Union address a number of years back, that he talked about 1,000 points of light in the New World Order?
Well, the New World Order was used by a certain gentleman from Germany, as you well know, in the 1930s. You know that, don't you?
Correct. How'd that work out?
That worked out real well for Europe and the rest of the world. No, I do understand what you're saying. And by the way, just speaking of your background, Rick, as a Ranger, I think people should know that they had perhaps the most dangerous of all jobs in the military. You were the guys who actually went in behind enemy lines. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, what would make you do that, Rick? What was in your background as a young man? I'm just curious of why. What gave you the courage to become an Army Ranger, to go behind enemy lines in Vietnam, no less?
I had four uncles that were in World War II in the European Theater 3, and in Pacific, I had one. A total of four of my uncles were on active duty during World War II, and it was just kind of a thing our family did.
Well, okay, it's easy to say, but you must have had guts to beyond belief. I mean, were you a tough kid?
I had to defend myself, yes, sir.
Where, in Philly?
Outside of Philadelphia, sir.
All right, Rick, so now you're an older man. I would assume you're 60-plus. You're seeing a country melting under your feet. How do you put two and two together here?
Well, sir, I think that they're deliberately trying to crash this economy, and I think that before you can bring on this Henry Kissinger's new world order, before you can bring that on, you have to crash the economies of the nations around the world so that we can have a network behind it to rise up to take over, because that's what they want. The UN wants.
Well, I don't understand how a president can keep spending money and printing money and refuse to cut a dime out of the budget and get away with it. I don't understand why the people aren't in the streets demanding that he be impeached. Just for what he's doing to the economy is an impeachable offense. It's called crimes and misdemeanors. It is a crime to destroy the currency of a nation.
Yes, you're absolutely correct, and I think it's by design.
Well, I don't know that it's by design. I don't see, that's where I disagree with you and the others in your camp, so to speak. I wouldn't go that far. I think it's purely by greed rather than by design. I think that the scum who broke the economy and then laughed all the way to Zurich are still running the world. I can name several of them. None of them went to jail. None of them lost a dime. They took over Wall Street after breaking Wall Street. Some of them made over $1 billion in the crashed housing market. They're all big Democrats. None of them were called up on the carpet. I can name several bankers. I can name them, and I may do a whole show on them here in San Francisco. They made $3 to $10 billion on the crash of the housing market, and they took that $23 billion they made in selling their bank just before the crash, and they gave most of their money to far-left organizations such as the ACLU. And let me tell you something else. They have names, and they're still living, and they're living really well, and no one even knows their names, but I do. I never forget criminals.
Yes, sir.
But you see, I have no power, Rick, at the end of the day. All I am is a man with a lot of emotion and a talk show. I have absolutely no power. When I see hearings of the type I saw today, did you happen to watch them on C-SPAN? Rick, are you still there? No. Okay. Well, I'm sending a copy of A Time for War. Of all people, he'll get chills up his spine. I'll be right back. George. I always look at the windmills, and I always say we're flying over Altamont. Rolling green hills, and it's littered now with windmills. And as you well know, wind technology was said to be a great, great idea. But they're killing birds. They're making noise. The Irish are trying to ban them from the Irish countryside because they can't sleep at night. from these noisy contraptions that keep them awake. You talk about unintended consequences. You talk about environmental sensitivity. How sensitive is it if you're generating electricity with a windmill, which is a great idea unto itself, and you're killing birds, and you keep keeping people awake, and there's no peace in their life? It's called stupidity. There's no big picture, and that's how governments are being run today. They do something that they think is good, and along the way, they do something that's very bad. That's Bloomberg with the soda ban. That's Bloomberg with the styrofoam ban. He's doing good for the environment. He'll kill every business in the city. That's Obama. Green technology, green technology, green technology. That's if you believe he means it. And everything he can do to stop the flow of oil and gas into this country, Keystone Pipeline, would have been natural. He should be impeached for blocking it. Why is he blocking it? There's no logical reason to block the Keystone XL pipeline. None. Oil from Canada. No ships required. We're starving for it. One man says no because his friend Warren Buffett brings the oil in now on his railway cars. Impeachable. But it's never going to happen. Never. We're living in a dictatorship, frankly, because the media is dead. See, when we lost the media, we lost the country. Let me be very clear. In my day, there was a media that may have been liberal, but it was, after all, politicians, and they didn't take corruption very, very readily. They went after corruption, local, state, national. And that's why they sold newspapers. People wanted to read about corrupt politicians if it was true. They loved scandals. They were called scandal sheets for a reason. You didn't have to invent scandals. There were enough of them. But the newspapermen had guts, and they also had integrity. They didn't say, well, he's a Democrat. I can't point out that he just made $800 million in a little schmear job and a loan because he's a Democrat and because he does what I like with regard to something else. I won't report it. When we lost the media, we lost the country. Kathy in Cleveland, Ohio, was so short on time. Thanks for calling. You're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I just want to let you know my husband is a retired Navy commander in the Navy Reserves for the past 26 years, and he's been telling me, warning me about the Chinese ever since then.
Right.
And I guess my question for you is, why do you think the Chinese would want to come over here and basically take over? I haven't read your book, but hopefully I can get a copy.
Well, here's the thing. They don't have to take over. Mm-hmm. They don't have to take... See, the Chinese government, you have to ask yourself, why do they want to dominate America is the real question, not take us over.
Why would they want to?
Well, because they have, first of all, they have an historic desire to get even with the West for what the West did to them. Let's go back to the subjugation of the Chinese through the opium dumping on the Chinese, which was done largely by the British. But never forget that it was American ships, largely American ships, that carried opium to dope up the entire nation to turn them into victims. They were drug addicts. And the drug dealers were the British. But the drug couriers were the Americans. In fact, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the great president that everybody seems to love so much, his middle name Delano comes from his mother's side, and it was his great-grandfather or his grandfather, the Delano family, that made their fortune out of New England running ships with the opium to China, very much like the drug mules of today. So that's a very important point. So the Chinese have a desire to get even with the West for having subjugated their people. That's number one. And then they have a desire to be number one in the world. With regard to simply to be number one because they believe that they're the most superior people on earth. You have to understand there's a high degree of racial superiority in the Chinese people. I don't know if you know that, but it's a well-known fact because I have Chinese friends who tell it to me.
Wow. My husband told me to start listening to you. I'm a new listener. He said, because he says you're very smart.
Well, I gave you a big piece of information in a single chunk that could set off some shockwaves across the world. But everything I just said is true. And I'll tell you, the greatest defense in a court of law is the truth. And so the greatest defense in talk radio ought to be the truth as well. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War because I think we're already in the war. We know that they beat us in terms of trade. We have traders in this country who moved our manufacturing to China over the last 20 years. It started with Clinton, and it's escalated to the point where the manufacturing base, especially in your city of Youngstown, Ohio, has been gutted. Gutted. And I can name every one of the traitors in the government who are still working for the Chinese government. I don't know if you understand how dangerous this situation is becoming. When you have a seamless marriage between the most powerful propagandists in history, Weinstein and company and others, and a White House intent upon not only disarming but disemboweling the entire nation of its dignity. Because, again, I'm using my words very carefully chosen, by the way. You have a very dangerous situation. And there's no one on the other side to oppose them. See, that's the danger. There is no Republican Party. Where is the Republican Party? It doesn't exist. It's a group of schmucks running around with golf clubs and scotch glasses looking for something to do. There is no Republican Party. There is no opposition. Nothing. Nothing. There's no two-party system anymore. We have a one-party system, and we have a seamless government media complex. I mean, how many canaries can you send into the mine shaft of America's societal demise that don't come back, that the canaries die? How many canaries can we release into the mine shaft of the Obama presidency that dropped dead in the mine shaft until you realize that the noxious gas being released by the Obama administration will eventually engulf all of us? How's that for a metaphor? You can take that to the bank. And if you don't see the handwriting on the wall, I can't help you. George on WABC, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I did not watch that, but woke up and online read about the Michelle Obama in the White House, and you nailed it on the head. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then it comes to mind tonight as I'm listening to you, that what you do is a service of characterization of these kind of people. And you really show what they are, the way that they do these kind of things.
Well, I try to put in context what it means. In other words, on the face of it, you could say if you're a child, 11 years old, or a naive individual in America who thinks that his freedom is extreme because he can buy a blue shirt, a red shirt, or a green shirt, or he can dye his hair pink or purple if he thinks he's free, to him, having a first lady appear in an Oscar ceremony by video link is a cool thing. He doesn't understand the history of the nation, nor what this means in terms of the entire arc of the presidencies to see it debased like this.
Yes, my friend was...
That's right. So that's why I wanted to put it in that context. Hollywood elected Barack Obama. So now they're casting Michelle at the Oscars. This is state-run propaganda. It's just what it is. Harvey Weinstein, in other words, is running America. You could say that Harvey Weinstein is the secret messenger of Hollywood. I mean, they elected Obama. I told you that from the beginning. Before you even knew who he was an unknown quantity. I have friends who live in Beverly Hills. They're not in the movie business, but they're prominent people, and they know what goes on. They told me that it was Katzenberg, and you know who ran the first fundraisers for Obama in the houses in Beverly Hills. They said he's going to be the next president. So, okay, so they elected him. Now they cast his wife at the Oscars. Unprecedented. Pandering government media complex like we've never seen.